If you would, turn in your Bibles again to the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah this morning. Again, that's one of those minor prophets tucked away there toward the end of your Old Testament. You find the book of Daniel and just keep turning to the right. Several pages, probably maybe 10 to 20, and you'll run right into the book of Jonah, okay? The book of Jonah right there between Obadiah and Micah, all right? Jonah, and we'll be there in chapter 2. Thank you again for praying for me this week and my ankle, and I've been so encouraged by the prayers, and I sense them as I was just joking around this morning about the painkillers. I do say that honestly as a testimony. I hadn't hardly had to take any throughout my time. When I did, it's helped me sleep. But this morning, just took a couple Advil, and I feel zero pain in my ankle at this moment. And thank the Lord for that. And hopefully pray that I'll be able to, I'll go Wednesday and it'll be a great x-ray and that I'll be able to get a boot and maybe even start putting some pressure on it here soon. But nevertheless, thank you. I appreciate some good advice I've had as well. You know, you come with these things, it's always good and humbling, and hey, it's good to be humbled. As I say, it is so true, it's good to be humbled, and advice sometimes humble you too. I think the Ward family, they're so gracious and kind. The Wards suggested I might look into getting a bubble wrap suit. How many of you think that'd be a good idea? Everybody? Amen. Watch it now. Amen. I might just get one of those. But praise the Lord. We're thankful for His goodness and protection. And if you would, turn there to Jonah chapter 2 this morning. We're going to continue our study through this book. And as we look to Jonah, may God help us. I believe this message this morning, as every message of the Word of God, can be applied to every single one of us. No matter what age group you're in, no matter what time of life you're in, what season of life, let the Word of God speak to you this morning. Wherever you're at in life, wherever God has you, whatever He has you going through, let the Holy Spirit take His Word this morning and speak to you. I'm just going to read the very first, verse 17 of chapter 1, and then I'll read verse 1, and then we'll pray. Notice with me, the Bible says in chapter 1, verse 17, the last verse of chapter 1, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights." And then chapter 2, "Then Jonah prayed. He prayed unto the Lord, unto his God, out of the fish's belly." Pray with me, please. Father God, we look to You. We look to Your Spirit to illumine our hearts and minds this morning, to teach us the Word of God. Help us to make decisions of obedience that will glorify You. And God, be with those that are here in the drive-in service. Help their radios to work well. Help them to be attentive. And Lord, help our viewers via live stream and encourage their hearts. Help them to be engaged, even though they're apart from us physically. Help them to be in tune with what Your Spirit is saying. Thank You again for this opportunity to serve the Most High God. We do praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This morning's message is entitled "Reservations at the Well Inn and Suites." Reservations at the Well Inn and Suites. We're going to talk about this morning a very well-known passage of Scripture where the prophet Jonah finds himself in the belly of a big fish. And we are going to look at the details of that account. We talked about last week how there is no problem believing this account if you believe in the God of the Bible. You believe in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Believing that God can put a man in a whale's belly is no problem. God can do anything. He's almighty. He's omnipotent. And we can trust Him. And this is an awesome account of God's miraculous power. And by the way, the miracles all through this book are amazing. We saw the miracles in chapter 1. You say, where did we see miracles? Well, I'll tell you, one of the miracles we saw is those Phoenician heathen got saved. That's the greatest miracle of all, my friend. I believe when God reached down and saved a hell-bound, hell-deserving sinner like Brinson Jennings, that was a miracle. And I believe if God can do that, God can do anything. And I hope you believe the same. But now we get to chapter 2 where Jonah has been running from God. Have you ever been there? Oh yeah, you have. I have. There are different seasons of our life. Some are more than others. But nevertheless, the fact is, we do have a tendency when our old nature is in charge to run from God. Well, Jonah was in that season of his life. he was running from the Lord. And chapter 2 brings us to the place where Jonah's run comes to a screeching halt. Jonah's course in running from God started downward when he went down to Joppa in chapter 1. You can underline that in your Bibles another time, but there's several downs that Jonah went. He first went down to Joppa. Then he went down into it, that's the ship. Then the Bible says he went down into the sides of the ship. And then it says there in chapter 2, we're going to see where he is cast into the deep. And he says, I went down, there's your fifth down, to the bottoms of the mountains. You see, God will let you run. As a child of God, He will let you run. But as I mentioned last week, He's coming with you. God is bound by His Word to always stay faithful to His children, even in the seasons of disobedience. When I say faithful, I mean He's not going to leave you alone. He loves you and me way too much to leave us alone. And He's following Jonah all the way to the well's belly, which God Himself had prepared. It says here, in the Word of God, we see that God's children will run from Him. But He has a place prepared for you to stop, just like He had for Jonah. A place to stop and repent. A place to stop and reflect and come to ourselves and say, maybe this is not such a good idea. Maybe the way I've been acting, maybe the way I've been talking, maybe the way I've been doing with my life is not a good idea and is not glorifying to God. God's always going to get us to that place. That's where He wants us. And it's not intended for us to stay there a long time, by the way. For Jonah, it happened to be 3 days and three nights. And that's what it took to get his attention. Now, this place that I'm speaking of, the well, inn, and suites, and I'm using that as by way of spiritual application, I hope you understand. This place is not your typical inn and suites. In fact, it is the antithesis of the comfort inn and suites. You know, we gladly reserve rooms here in Commerce, Georgia at Comfort Inn and Suites for our guest speakers. We've always got very good response and feedback from our guests that have stayed there. They have expressed how comfortable it is. They have expressed how clean it is. They have expressed how good the food is. And they've expressed that it was a joy to stay there. And I'm glad to hear that. We'll continue using them as long as those types of feedback come back. Well, that's the Comfort Inn and Suites. Well, I want to tell you, this is not the case for the Well, Inn, and Suites. In fact, you could probably call this place the Discomfort Inn and Suites. And that is by design, at least at first. You see, it is designed to show the runaway child of God that it is preposterous to run from the goodness, mercy, grace, love, and kindness, and compassion of the Almighty God and Creator, the Heavenly Father. It is crazy to try to run from Him, because He only has our best in mind. But Jonah had forgotten that. You see, what is it that God does in the heart of His child when He places her or him in the well inn and suites? What takes place there? Well, let's look to Jonah's experience. Number one, let's look and see what God does at the well inn and suites with old Jonah. Number one, we see, if you're taking notes, you can write this, point number one. Number one, it reignited Jonah's prayer life. You see, Jonah had neglected to pray. As soon as he got the call, he got mad and he stopped talking to God. Even when things got rough and on the ship and the storm came in, that would have been a great time for Jonah to come to a stop and say, hey, wait a minute, I have been quiet, but now I think I need to pray. We're all about to die. But Jonah didn't even do that. Jonah had remained silent. And one of the first things that God sparked in his heart when He put him in the well inn and suites was this: you need to pray. You see, Jonah the prophet not only was one who talked for God, but he talked with God. And he had neglected to do both. And I tell you, that is one thing that God will teach His child when they get wayward. He'll put you in a place where you must turn and talk to Him. I'm reminded of sometimes when I'm trying to correct my child. And it was the same with me when I was a child. One of the last things that you want to do when you get in trouble or you're being rebellious is to look your parents in the eye. What is the natural response? It's to look down. It's to look away. It's not to look up eye to eye. Well, folks, can I tell you, God's going to do everything He has to do to get you to see Him eye to eye. He will. He will bring you to that place. And by the way, seeing God eye to eye is wonderful when you're walking with Him. When you're walking in obedience, God has a pleasant eye to look upon, a joyful, a wonderful and kind and gracious and loving eye towards His children when we are walking with Him. And we know that, and we see that Jonah's prayer life is ignited. I like what Luke chapter 18 verse 1 says when Jesus spoke to the disciples. He spake a parable unto them to this end. And then He said this, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Hey, can I tell you, encourage you, friend, this morning, I don't know where you're at in your life, but where's your prayer life? If you're running from God, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to want to pray. I'm not going to want to pray when I'm running from Him. But God's not going to stop pursuing you until you turn to Him and recognize Him as Lord. The Bible says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, and underline those next two words, please. His God. It wasn't to their God. It wasn't to any other God, but His God. That's the God of the Bible, the God of Israel, Lord, Jehovah, Elohim, the self-existing one, the Most High God. That's who He came to talk to. And so we see that it reignited Jonah's prayer life. Can I tell you, if God puts you in a place of confinement many times, He's doing it to get you to talk to Him more. And that's a good thing. You want to talk to God more and more and more. And God will do that, and we need to praise Him for it. We also see in verse 7, it says, when his soul fainted within him, he said, within me, notice what your Bible says in verse 7. He says, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee. You see, Jonah's prayer life was reignited. That's what the well inn and suites will do for you. But number two, we see also what Jonah's experience was at the well inn and suites is that it recalibrated Jonah's focus. Yep, that's right. It recalibrated Jonah's focus. He got Jonah's attention. Notice with me in your Bibles. It says that when he cried by reason of what? Mine affliction. He says, the Lord heard me. He heard me. He says, out of the belly of hell cried I. That's just the word hell there is that place, that the Hebrew word Sheol, and it carries the idea of deep darkness. And Jonah came to the place where he cried out to God and basically was acknowledging, Lord, oh God, you got my attention. Lord, what you have done by putting me at the well inn and suites, I'm here to tell you, God, I'm looking now. He says, not only am I looking, Lord, I'm listening. And that is where God wants us all to be. You see, we notice then, and even in the Word of God, it says, Jonah says, I cried in the midst of the seas. He says, the floods compassed me. He said, thy billows and waves passed over me. And notice with me there what the Bible says in that regard. In verse number, let's see right here. Yeah, in verse number 7, he says, when my soul had fainted with me, he says, I remembered. We'll get to that here in just a minute. But then he also says, in verse number 4, that's where I wanted you to look. Notice what it says when he had been encompassed about with the floods. And he noticed that he said, thy billows, those are God's billows, God's waves. He says, thy waves passed over me, but underline then in verse number 4. You see, God's design is working. Jonah, the Word of God says, then. Once those things started coming upon me, Jonah woke up and said, then I said, just like in verse 1, when he got put in the whale's belly, the Bible says, then Jonah prayed. Hey, God's going to get us to that place where we can say, then I got right with God. My loving Lord kept His chastening hand upon me, and boy, when I realized I had to get right, then things started happening. And the Lord was merciful and gracious by pursuing me. You see, Jonah's focus was recalibrated. When something is recalibrated, it is brought back to a standard. It is brought back to a fixed position. And my friends, we have a loving God that is always seeking to get our focus recalibrated. It's easy. We get distracted with all the things that might even be good, but they're overemphasized. They're overprioritized. They are just misplaced priorities. And sometimes they're just sinful. And God says, you've lost your focus, child. I'm going to recalibrate that to my standard. And God's standard, remember this, God's standard is God's glory. Everything I do to the glory of God. That's where he's going to say. And it says, then said I, notice where it goes on and to say there in verse number, let's look at verse number 6. And he says, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. He's going deep, and the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. We see here that his focus is getting where it needs to be. And every move of my life that I make, friend, I hope, and I hope you say the same testimony, may it always be measured on whether or not this glorifies God. Whatever God's leading me in, if God is trying to get my focus, I need to make sure that I can say this is honoring and glorifying to the Lord. And then thirdly, notice with me, not only was Jonah's prayer life reignited and his focus recalibrated, but notice verses 7 through 8, we see that Jonah's memory was restored. He says, when I had fainted, when my soul fainted within me, he says, I remembered the Lord. You see, God has a great way of bringing things to remembrance. And when he does a great way of bringing his glory to remembrance, his character, his power, his grace and his love. And that is what is going to get Jonah's attention. It says he was fainting. He was about done, but he noticed and he realized and remembered the Lord Jehovah. That word, notice in your Bibles, is capitalized each letter. Do you know who that's speaking of? It's speaking that characteristic of God, that name of God that speaks that He is the Most High. He is the one that can be trusted. He is the one that to be obeyed. He is the one to be revered. He is the one to look to and to serve and to know that we can trust Him. He has our best interests in mind, and God brought Jonah to that place. That name is Jehovah, the self-existing one. You ought to mark this down. You don't have to go there, but Psalm 83:18. It'd be a great verse to memorize. Listen to what it says. Psalm 83:18, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. You see, Jonah's memory was restored. And my friends, sometimes when God puts us at the well in and sweets, when we are running from God, you know what happens? We have forgotten how good God is. That God saved us from eternal damnation. That God has given us a life on earth with all our weaknesses and fallacies and with all our mess ups. And He's going to use that for His glory. He's going to bless us, and He has blessed us. Oh, my friends, may we remember the goodness of the Lord. And that will help you. And the time that God has you and He's teaching you, have you forgotten how good God is in your life? Listen, number four, we see not only did God reignite Jonah's prayer life, not only did He recalibrate Jonah's focus and restore Jonah's memory, but number four, we see in verse 9 that He renewed Jonah's gratitude. Look at verse 9. It says here, but I will sacrifice unto thee with what? I would think he's maybe going to be talking about something more in depth. You know, you would think that when you talk about sacrifice. But let me tell you what God looks at in the Bible as sacrifice. Notice what He says. I will sacrifice unto thee the voice of what, church? Thanksgiving. Hey, that is the will of God in Christ Jesus, that we all give thanks in everything. In the times of a pandemic, in the times of trouble and turmoil, in the times when things are rough with the children, with the spouse, when there's conflict, you have to pause and say, wait a minute. Let me thank God for who He is. Hey, that is a place where people get away from God the quickest. They start complaining. They start criticizing. They criticize everyone and anything. They complain about every situation. There's something negative about for them to say. And I want to tell you, the likelihood of you heading toward the well inn and suites, if you're a complaining and critical spirit, is very high. In fact, you might be there right now. And God's trying to say, stop the complaining. Stop the whining. And give me praise, child. I am worthy to be praised. I am worthy to be thanked. I am worthy. And that, my friend, will help your heart be filled more with gratitude. And we see here that even Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, another great verse to memorize, is this. Listen, the Word of God says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto His name. Hey, listen, praise God. We ought to practice giving God praise every moment of the day in some way, friend. It's wonderful to give thanks. You know, I thought of a little song not long ago, and I put it to a well-known tune, If You're Happy and You Know It. And somebody may have come up this before me, probably did, but I just thought it was good to help us keep in mind my family. By the way, I don't mean to embarrass the Wheeler family, but I'm so thankful for their testimony. I was over there having a meal with them one day, and they sang thanksgiving unto the Lord before the meal. And I had never done that. And that really made an impression on me, and we've been doing it since many times. We'll sing a song of thanksgiving unto the Lord right before the meal. That was a blessing and encouragement. But one of the songs that if you're happy and you know it, is this. If you're blessed and you know it, say amen. If you're blessed and you know it, say amen. If you're blessed and you know it, then your gratitude should show it. If you're blessed and you know it, say amen. Amen. Hey, folks, we're blessed. And God's people, no matter what is coming in life, God's people ought to have the power of the Holy Spirit to lift up their voice and say, thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. And Jonah came to that place, didn't he? He said, God, you've got me here in the well inn and suites. I've come to my senses. I've been a pouty, complaining brat. I have been running from your precious will. You love me. You're awesome. You're worthy. And dear God, my heart is going back to thee. I am going to praise you here in this place. And my friends, he was not in a comfortable place. He was not at the comfort inn and suites. He was at the discomfort inn and suites, but yet he knew it was time to praise God no matter what. And then number five, notice with me as we come to a close here, we want to see that in the well inn and suites, God revived Jonah's commitment. Notice with me at the second part of verse 9. The Bible says, I will pay that I have vowed. Now, what does this mean? It means that Jonah's coming back to a place, to a previous commitment that he made to the Lord and said, Lord, I made a commitment to you and I have been negligent. I have been disobedient. And Lord, I promised you as your prophet that I would proclaim the greatness of God. I would proclaim the truth of your word and I would obey you no matter what. And now he's even got into the well's belly and he's turned to the Lord God, and I'm sure he's saying, Lord, you got my attention. Please let me out of here. I know I would have been in that place. And the Lord, and he's saying, Lord, I've committed to you. I'm going to Nineveh. I'm going to preach to those people, but please let me out of here. And God's going to let him too. But you know, we got to learn something right there. Many times God will put us in the well inn and suites, friend, because we have made a promise to the Lord. We have committed something to Him that He has spoke to us about, and we're being negligent. We're refusing to obey. And my friends, don't stay in the well's belly. Listen, Jonah was there 3 days and three nights. Some of you may have been there for years, and you need to get out. God's design for the well's belly is not for us to be there spiritually for a long period of time. God will get us there to wake us up, get our attention, and get out. And my friend, my encouragement to you is to get out. But the only way that you're going to get out is to learn what God is teaching you today. What God is showing you today. Just say, Lord, okay, this is something you've been teaching me. This is something you've been showing me. I've been holding grudges. I've been a complaining spirit. I've been making excuses for a holy life that to not to have one. But Lord, today, by your marvelous grace, right here, May 3rd, 2020, at this drive-in service in the parking lot of Crooked Creek Baptist Church, Lord, I'm stopping running now. You may be visiting with us live stream. Why don't you just say right now, teenager, young person, elder person, why don't you say right now, Lord, I'm going to stop running. You got my attention. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And Jonah was going to fulfill his role as a servant of the Most High God to go and proclaim the salvation message. Notice what the Bible says there at the end of verse 9. He says, I will pay that thou have vowed. And notice what he says. Salvation is of the Lord. Hey, if I didn't have a broke ankle, I would get down from here and maybe run around a few times. Do you hear what he's saying, folks? He's coming to the place where he was bitter. And he didn't think that salvation was that the people of Nineveh deserved the salvation of God. But not anymore. You know what he's saying? Salvation is of the Lord and it's for everyone. No matter what they've done, no matter where they've been, no matter how they've offended me, no matter the threat they are on my life, salvation is for anybody that will receive it by the all-gracious hand of the Almighty God. Oh, my friends, he came to a place where he was beginning to understand the mercy of God and the love of God. And he was ready to go preach. And then notice with me lastly this morning, number 6. Because of his time at the Well Inn and Suites, God restarted Jonah's journey. Notice with me in verse 10 in closing. The Bible says, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Oh, I love this. I absolutely love it, friend. You see what happened? God got Jonah's attention. Jonah responded in repentance. He responded in reverence and obedience and worship. And you know what happened? God says, I'm going to give you a restart. Aren't you thankful, church, that God specializes in giving restarts? Hey, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Almighty God is worthy to be praised. He gives us restarts all the time, every day. He sees His children getting over out of place and He sends them to the Well Inn and Suites and they respond in obedience and Almighty God says, okay, now you're ready. I'm going to put you back out on the bank and you're going to have a restart. You're going to go and obey. I'm thankful that the Lord God does that for us. And He gave Jonah a restart. He put him back out on the bank. And I want to, friends, I want you, I don't know who said this, but I like it. Let your setback be your comeback. No matter what you've done, God is merciful. And if you're here under the sound of my voice or will be, God is saying, come, child, wake up. Wake out of your sleep and your slumber. Hey, many of us have been negligent on the Great Commission. Many of us have been negligent in the prayer life and seeking to live a holy life unto the Lord God. And God is saying, I'm going to keep you in the well's belly until you turn to me in repentance. And so, my friends, today, with all that I can, by the grace of God, I'm urging you, please, repent. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in complete obedience. You will never regret it. He loves you. He's not after you to punish you. He's after you because He loves you. He's coming after you with a fervent love. Listen. Impartial obedience is complete disobedience. Just like a husband's partial faithfulness, my friend, is complete unfaithfulness. There's no such thing as partial obedience to the Most High God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, my friends, let's look to Him in complete obedience today. And trust Him. And let God give you a restart if that's needed. wherever you are. Hey, I'm praying as a church now. God's got us out here in the parking lot. God's got a sense of humor, friend. I wonder what God is showing the body of believers of Crooked Creek Baptist Church through this quarantine. I wonder what things we've been doing wrong. I wonder what things we've been overemphasizing that's not really that important. I wonder if we're making reaching the souls of men and women, boys and girls, the main thing, as Jesus Christ told us to. I wonder if we're making discipleship the main thing. I wonder if we're making the prayer life the main thing. I wonder if we just totally got distracted and God says, hey, I'm putting you in confinement to reflect and repent because you have been sleeping, you have been running from me, and it's time to turn. I love you, child, but you're wasting my time and you need to wake up and be revived. And my friends, that's exactly what happened in chapter 2. Revival took place in the heart of Jonah. And I pray that it'll take place in my heart and your heart today. Would you listen to the Spirit of God this morning? And you say here this morning, listen, I'm not even a Christian. I don't even know if I believe the book of Jonah. I don't even know if I believe the Bible. Can I tell you, God loves you and God died for you too? Whether you believe or not, God loves you and died for you. But you're going to have to receive it by faith and say, Lord, I believe you died for me and rose again the third day. And if you do that genuinely from your heart, today, as much as I'm breathing this beautiful spring air, God will save you for all eternity. You got to call on Him by faith and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I know it. Come into my heart and save me from my sin. I believe that you died and rose again and I trust you. Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Oh God, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. In Jesus' name. If you uttered that prayer by faith, it's not a prayer, but if you uttered it from your heart just now, I want to tell you, mark it down, May 3rd, 2020, God heard that prayer and God is bound by His Word to have saved you for all eternity. Write it down in your Bible. Never forget it. Get part of a Bible-believing church. Grow in grace and be used mightily of God. But for you believers here today and by live stream, are we going to respond to God in repentance? However God spoke to you, now's the time to respond. As the pianist begins to play, would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me and just reflect upon God's Word and the message you've heard and let Him have your way. As the instrument begins to play,